welcome to episode 32 of the English Sessions. Children, I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun too. Remember to visit my website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. Listen for this word today. Chill. To chill means to make something cold. I chilled the beer in the refrigerator. Chill can also mean just to relax and spend time with people. I'm chillin' with my friends tonight. Hi, everybody. This is a short episode today. It's about an irregular noun. That's right, child. A child is a young person who is not yet an adult. Do you say one child, two childs? No, because it is an irregular verb. So, what should we say? One child, two children, three children, four children, five children. Notice the difference in pronunciation as well. One child, that is a long I vowel sound, child. Child rhymes with wild or mild. Children, however, has a different vowel sound. Children has a short I sound. Chill, 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 like the word chill, or fill, or grill, or bill. So, repeat after me. I have one child. He has two children. I have one child. He has two children. One child, two children. Three children, four children. Are you a child listening to this? Or do you have children? Write into the podcast and say hi. I'd like to get to know you. It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. Any questions? Write to me at mike@englishsessionswithmike.com. Leave a message for me on the website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, and I will play it on the podcast. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. Visit www.englishsessionswithmike.com for more content. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find us on social media, Twitter at the E-Sessions, Instagram at English Sessions with Mike. Search for the English Sessions on Facebook. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.